Good morning. Called Kathmandu Travel Control. We're still working. And we developed that. And meanwhile, while we were doing this, my husband, when he was walking around in the streets of Kathmandu, found some carpenters with beautiful pillars, carved pillars. What the carpenters were doing was, they were sawing off the carvings, cutting off the carvings from the pillars, beautiful carved pillars. And it was a winter morning, and they had a clay mokal, and the carvings, they were putting it into a fire and using it to warm themselves. So my husband asked them, "What are you doing?" And they said, "Oh, we're taking the good wood out to make door frames." For them, that carving was not good. They didn't have any sense of that carving, what importance that carving had. They sawed it off and said the good wood was inside. And so that started this mission. So he started buying them. He got them some new wood, new timber, and said, "Okay, just give me these two pillars and I give you the new wood to make your door frames." And that started the whole thing. So he started buying and buying and buying and bringing all these pieces to the house and all over the grounds. Now, just keeping them was not going to work. We needed to find a way to have them restored, because they were broken, rotten, pieces not there, and windows were there, but so many pieces were not there. Pillars were there, but with rotten pieces. So we had to have them restored. So we had to look for carvers. We went around Patan and looked for carvers. And carvers was very rare at that time, because carving was not a lucrative business. Nobody wanted carvings. So people, carvers were dying down. We found three brothers. The father was blind. The three brothers were half blind, because they were working in an attic, dark attic, and they were doing the carving. They were very good carvers. So we managed to get two of them and got them and started a workshop. Got them to start and work and restore these pieces. Then what happened was, we needed some other young people to join them. There were no young people. So we found young boys to come and to start as apprentices. But we paid them. We couldn't use them just like that, because they wouldn't come. So we had young boys, and the old carvers started teaching them. Now, the whole thing was, how do you get the money? We needed money for that. Every month we were paying all these people. So we had to find a way of finding money. So what we did was, it's very strange, a friend, an American lady, we had a friend, and she was doing her NA. And she needed a place to sit down and write her thesis. So we had cows, I had a cow, and she said, "Why don't you make me a room on top of the cow shed?" So a room was made on top of the cow shed. She loved it, and she brought people to look at it. In the cow shed, what had happened is we used the old window, carved windows, and made a room. And she liked it, so she invited people to look at it. And talking, the people came, foreigners came, and they said, "Why don't you start like this? Why don't you build like this? And then let it out to people, and you have funds, and you can keep up with your work." So that is what we did. The travel agency was running. We were running the travel agency. We worked very hard for you. We were the ones who broke the market for those who are in the travel business. I must tell you that before, everything used to come by India. We Nepalis were second hand. They would not give us business. But we broke it. We went directly to the countries and got it straight to us. So we broke the market in that. Then this one, then we said, okay, two rooms, my cows went, two rooms came where the cow shed was. And over our garage, three rooms came. We had five rooms. And we didn't know if we were going to run or not. Slowly, 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 people liked it. People started coming. And you know what we did? We had a home there. And we had five rooms. So we left our home, rented a small house, and converted that place into a little lodge, 10 rooms, into a little hotel. And at that time we found a Swiss lady managing. You're not old enough to know her. A lady called Miss Anna Marie Spa. She used to be the Swiss consul also, and she was working here from the Swiss government. She retired from the Swiss government, so we managed to get her, and she became our first manager. So we worked with 10 rooms. Then, in the next 10 years, another block, 10 rooms came. We started in 1977, as a little hotel. In 1981, 10 rooms were built. So we had just 20 rooms. In 1991, another 16 rooms were built, a block. And then my husband passed away. So the business was going on, we were working. So he had a plan and we had a plan to extend that and make it into a big block. Using all the artifacts, he had hundreds of carvings. All broken, rotten, but restored. And we need to use them. Where do we keep them? So we started with that and built the block that we have right now. And this now has the big block in the front. And using our old style, we did not change our architecture because we had the old windows and the doorways and the pillars. So we had to use our ancestral old style and old architecture. And we built it in that same way. The only difference we did was, instead of the low pillars, which are like this, we added below to make it high, so that the people now can stand and not bend as we used to do before. The houses in Kathmandu, you couldn't even stand in the room because you had rafters. You had to go in between the rafters if you're a little tall. So we started that, we made that. And working hard, it wasn't easy. We were called Coco, mad. What are you doing with all these broken bits and pieces? It's rotten. Yo kuyeko chiz dahere kye gare, yo pagalaru. Paisa dhere bhayo. That is what we were told. We didn't have the money. We were working hard. We struggled. We struggled and struggled and struggled and worked. Saved everything. Worked hard. Traveled all over the world doing marketing. Selling this. And doing all this. And then my daughter came in after my husband passed away. So two of us have been really working. She has worked very hard and she's doing that right now. So we've established Karikal in that way. And we are very happy that what we have done is now so fruitful to us. It's not that Dwarikas is known over, but what really satisfies me is that we started the Dachi Appa, the constructors, the ones who are in engineering and the building houses know about Dachi Appa, the bricks that are the old style, which is brick on brick with a conical thing here so that you don't see the mortar, it's there, which our old temples had. So we had to redo that. We found a brick maker, and made him do it. So he would produce so much, so many thousands. We bought it from him the next year again, and that's how we accumulated to build the hotel. He couldn't do it at once, and that is what we used. And the other thing we did was, now in the old houses, have you noticed that we have a belt, a wooden carved belt around the old houses? Have you noticed that? And we call it a belt. And in Newari, it is called jansi. Jans is the waist, tying the waist. It's to support the waist or really tie the house down. Because we are the old technology, because we are earthquake prone. And it's brick, and the windows are such that there's not a single nail on in the windows. It's all grooves and things in there. So that when there's an earthquake, it'll move. But the brick, the wooden belt holds it back, comes back to its position. So that was literally a belt. Now, we couldn't afford the wooden belt. It was very expensive. Needed carving. The timber was so expensive. The wood, the carving was so expensive. So what we did, we took showed the Awale, the brick maker, a design. Here, now, can you make us this in brick? It took 6 months to copy it and make it. Now, you see it, we see it all